Right. We're in Sibindanalif Siphase. talking about if you find a thorn or a needle, splinter inside the cavity of the animal, so rechoshesh that it pierced any of the internal organs. And therefore would be treif. The base, hametarfina, that which we say is treif, dafka b'kotz or machat shehim dakim, right? We're talking about a kotz or a machat because they're very thin. If it pierced it, it's something you don't be able to tell. Aval bekone, if you have a larger object. So then, kosher are they bedikas aivarin shenukuvalsa mamashu. Then, it's as long as you check the internal organs, which are mamashu, this, and you see this is a much larger, this is a big chunk, I don't know, whatever it is. So then, you just have to check for mashu because this thing obviously doesn't do mashu, and then you're fine. Gimel. Im hakotz o machat lo nikvu lechalal, if they didn't actually go, they didn't actually pierce into the body cavity, afilu kulo tamon v'basar, even if it's embedded, it's a big splinter embedded in the skin and of the animal, whatever the muscle, whatever you're going, b'yerech shehi ava. If it's embedded in the muscle of the, for instance, the thigh or something like that, even if you see the back side of the needle is facing out, meaning it seems to be that it didn't go in from the outside, it came in from the inside. And so maybe it came from the body cavity. So if you, even still, we say that if it didn't actually reach the cavity, we say okay, it by the leg, it brushed against the wall, it pushed. So even if the blunt end is sticking inside, it could happen that the blunt end can get forcibly, get forced inside the animal. Dalid, halita, if it ate something which can make holes in its stomach, you're going kort shachiltis, like a chunk of chiltis, pirush aruch, asa fidita, belazof nishmael chilsis. Now the truth is, I was trying to look into what is chilsis, what is it exactly. So the truth is, they still call it. In English, it's still actually called asafidita, the type of plant, which if the animal eats it before it's before you know if it's the animal eats it when it's like a young plant, so the acids or the chemicals inside the plant can go ahead and cause holes in the stomach. No, it's I maybe yeah, I guess so. It's talking about the animal ate it, not that someone fed it to him, because someone feed it to him. Yeah, maybe because it doesn't taste good, so he forced the animal forced itself to put it down. True. So the truth be told, this is just aga because this is nogea chilsis comes up a few different places in Shas. It's actually sold as a spice, an Indian spice called hing, H-I-N-G. And they actually use it in their food, and it sounds like it actually tastes like onions, garlic, I don't know, something like that. It's a certain strong spice, and it comes out the sap, like the from the root or something. It's like it comes as like a sap, and it's like a hard. Like a hard chunk, and then they grind that up. So whether it means it ate the plant or whether it means it ate this thing, That's what the chilsus is. Anything like if we had a chili pepper and something that can go ahead and damage the inside trefa, and if it's something which we're not sure, so then it is a suffix trefa. Right. Fine. Numbays, nafal oifin nafal or, right? You have a bonfire going on, and you have your chickens there, and one fell into the fire, and you get it out quickly. But it wasn't fast enough, and its stomach and intestines, whatever, got scorched. And the colors of the heart and the kurkuman and the kaved and the liver changed. Shadarkan liyosadumim kuriku. Now the derech is to be red, and then they turned the pale, like a pale yellowish greenish color. Kikarti, or they turn kikarti. They turn like brownish green. Light green. Yeah. Oh hamiayim shadarkan liyosirukim miayim, which have a greenish cast to them, I guess. They're not red, they're like a off-white greenish color. Karti is probably like alloparic. Karti is not exactly... yeah, but the leeks, the karti is leeks, and if you buy leeks for Hashanah, they're more like... They're not as dark as green onions, so it's somewhere in the middle. If they turn red, trefa, just ago, I was trying to figure out, from my what seems to be my understanding of the colors here, and from what it says by the lungs, is that, Chazal, based on Tosfos, is red, and Tosfos talks about yarok, right? There's yarok, akarsi, there's yarok, Kegel, amarillo, amarillo, or whatever, like chelbom beitza, which is a yellow, it's yellow, and there's yellow blue. So for me, I seem to understand that there's two main colors: there's red and ultra red, whatever, and then there's green, right? Now green, on a scale of colors, there's green. Now green is made up of blue and yellow. So it can go to one side, so it's blue, and the other side it's yellow. But that's called yarok. That's called the Chazal yarok. And we get to Hilchos Nida. The Chachos Adam is a chumra about gel because it's notalad mimus. We'll get there, but I'm understanding all the time we talk about gel over here. Yellow is that it's a type of yarok, but it's. It's more towards the red end of the spectrum. We'll get to there, when we get there. Achopanim, what's nagei over here is that you have your adam and you have your yarok, and if the organ is usually red and it turns greenish or pale, pale white, whitish green, whatever, or like it says, also it's perikupano, like a person turned, like his face turned greenish, pale. Or if it's the opposite, if it's generally yarok and it turned red, it's treif. Afil b'mashu mehem, even if it's just one spot, shinishtano. Afil lo higia lo chalal, even if it doesn't go into the inside of the me'ayim or something, even shinishtano machos eish, since it changed because of the fire, so from linokev. Eventually, that part of the b'me'ayim or the organ is gonna get a hold. A kaved ain't shuni oisav, but a kaved, we can't tell the color because it's a green because it's a range of green and red. I mean, I've roasted liver before, and the raw liver sometimes has a. It's like when it's roasting, sometimes it gets more of like a greenish color, sometimes red. It's a funny, so you can't tell. Ela im kain nishtane k'neged hameyayim. If you see the color contrast to the meyayim, Haina Barosh Hadak Shilo, by the, you know, by the part which the beginning of the Meayim, you see that the color contrast. So Klapi Pnim. Oh, Hori Kneged Hamara, or you see it change color. You can tell Neged by the Mara, the gallbladder, or Kneged Kol Makom Chiyusa, or any spot which we have before the three kazasim, which is attached. You see over there, there's a different color, and there is a problem of Ahareya. In Choshish and Lav Nation Talaseh Meginais, we're not Choshish for the Reya, so they would change color because the ribs will protect it from the fire. Again, we're not talking about, you know, the animal was in for the chicken, you know, the chicken was in for a short time, but long enough that it got burnt. Right? We're not talking about where it's, you know, it's singed, you know, it got burnt, singed to the crisp, and you know, whatever, it's a little bit alive, you shecht it. We're not talking about that. If you could tell that the ribs reached the ribs, but we don't have to be cautious for it. If it changed color by where it gets attached, because we know the tochel itself, not that it's gonna, you know, completely fall apart, but it's gonna get a hole, and that is gonna trace the animal up. That which we say the changing color passes the limbs, and that's only if you see that stays that color if you boil it, right, then it stays the same color. But like one of the tests is if there's a color change, is if you take this meat and you boil it. And it turns back to the regular color that it was. So then we see that it's not. It's like a surface, you know, a surface burn or whatever, a surface burn, and it's not really going to go ahead and start continue to decay. Gimel ilon ishtano ivarim elu. If the colors don't change at all. The ira shishalkan, and you, I saw you cooked it. You're making your murav Yerushalmi, which is full of organ meat, or whatever, you know, cooking your livers or your hearts. Nishtanu, and then suddenly they change color from the regular cooking color, treifa. Then it's treif, shenafa la'or. So we say since shalkan, since boiling the organ can change color. So if it changes color, you know, to the bad color, so then it's a problem. Shach points out that if you went ahead, you don't know. Obviously, here's the case you don't know. But if you roasted it, then you don't have to worry that maybe if I went ahead and I boiled it and I cooked it, so then it would change color. We don't have to be cautious for that. As long as you look at it, you see it's fine, even though it fell into the fire, and you go ahead and you roast it. Then it's okay. Dalit ain yarkos poisel b'kovid. The greenish colors don't passel in a kovid sha'ov. You talk about the kovid of a regular animal, kovid sha'ov. Chicken livers do not. There's no psul of any types, illness or whatever by kovid sha'ov of basi. Why sheish b'mina midbari? But since there are wild chickens. She called me barim kovda yaro kakarsi. That if you catch a wild chicken, they don't have a free range. We're talking about you know, they have wild roosters and things. They have wild chickens. I'm looking here, but there's such a thing. So if you do find one and you shecht it, then you see that the kovid is bright green. So therefore, who knows if this chicken had, you know, one of his ancestors was a wild chicken. I don't know. You know, so therefore, as long as in this mean of this and this type of, or talking about the wild birds, whatever it is, I don't know exactly. So therefore, since for wild birds, they're green, so therefore it's okay. The what's it called? The Chachos Adam asks about what about yellow? Because it's jaundiced, right? We know that you know it can turn liver can turn yellow. So he said that's not a problem because it's it happens when there's too much fat and things, whatever, the liver turns yellow. It's not a trefus. That's not a color which is necessarily trace it up. Hey, nafla l'or, if it fell, into a fire, ve'en yadua im nichmeru b'neha, and you don't know if it is the, you know, it got scorched, tzricha b'dika, before you eat it, you have to check it. V'ilesa kaman l'mivdika asura, but if the innards were thrown away already, then it's asur, because there is a reisa here, and something that requires, and there's a, you know, there's a mir, a matzui, it can be matzui that if, you know, if it got burnt, that the innards got burnt as well. Vav nimtza shini be'echa me'evarim elu, you see something different about these evarim. Afal b'she'en yadu'a lana sh'nafa l'or treifa. Now let's say you have no idea if it fell into a fire. Right, you look at the feathers, they're fine, but you look at any of the internal organs of the chicken, and you see that they've changed color from what they're normally. It's trefa, because something happened. You know, chashish fell into a fire. Any illness, any of these things is trefa. Gavi yesh machshirin kolz vandal yodidon shenafel or chashish. We're not chashish if it changed color. We're not choshesh that this is sofali nakev only through burns, through other things we're not worried about. El talid hashini b'davar acher, whatever, ate something funny, I don't know, whatever it was, and therefore it's okay. V'yesh lismoch alayu, you know, and you person something you can be somich. Shachas is makan hefsin meruba, you can be somich on. On the keelim. Fine. Zion ain trefus. Ain trefus shinu evarim elu poisa elu ba'of. These klalim are only by birds, chickens. Of a behema ain shinu evarim poisa. But if you open an animal up and you see that the organs are a different color, it doesn't passel it. A few yodana shenafel or, even if you know, let's say you have a sheep, it fell into a fire, and you save it, it still it doesn't it doesn't apply because the internal organs don't change color. There's not a simen that it got burnt. Now gav yesh oisim on a behema. However, there are oisim by behemas as well. the Taz brings even by the ribs, by the lungs that you have to check. You do a shenafel or v'nishtanu me'ha, even by behemah, if you know it fell into a fire and you see that the internal organs are a different color, then we are machmirim hachinog, and that's a minig, because we're not good at bedikus and shuni maros, we're not going to be bekeem, so therefore therefore, even by these things, you should, you know, it's trade for the reason why the Gemara says, oaf is just because it's more normal for a chicken to fall on the fire. For a cow to get to fall on the fire is not so common. Is not so common. Simon and Gimel. This is talking about broken bones. Nishbitu yedeya behema miyikaram. Let's say the front legs were dislocated of an animal. Oh, shenishtabu, or they're broken. Oh, nechtechu lagamri, or they're just, you know, chopped off. Oh, sheyesh lagimel yadayim, or it has four legs, as they would be called. Sheira, it's kosher. The animal itself is kosher. But the broken bone, fractured, it means broken. And a little bit above that, also, because of Eivir Menachai, because a broken bone, you know, if it's completely broken, then you have to be choshesh, and there's a gid, and there's, you know, there's veins and things or whatever. So we call that Eivir Menachai, even if it's not chopped off. It's just dislocated. Now obviously, if it could be put back, but no other dislocation, it can't get put back. So then it's disconnected from the rest of the animal, and has a din of Iver Min HaChai. Often we find here they have the drumsticks and the chicken where the bones are broken. That only happens in processing. It doesn't. You have to be choshish. Sorry, I know. You have to be choshish that maybe the leg broke, and then this bit of bone is Iver Min HaChai, and it traces up your whole pot, chicken soup, and you don't have to be choshish for that, because it generally happens during the processing. So then, also kishenishbarim ein or basa chayfin it's rubo, even if it's broken. So but the shulchan qualifies, but as long as there's not, if the bone broke and burst and went through the skin, that's what we're talking about over here. If it's just an internal break. So the Shulchan Aruch holds an internal break is, it doesn't make it into Iver Min HaChai, only if the bone is poking through, and then it's not Rov Basar Choyfil, so then it turns into Iver Min HaChai. Gav Yesh Matrifin Gama Behema in Nishmat. And some say that if it's Nishmat, if the leg is any of these cases, even the animal is treif. Even the animal is treif. Onishbar samach l'guf, or it's broken near the guf. Roin shenitzvah hadam me'ever l'tzal. So what are we worried about over here? We're choshish. We're going to see by chicken, by birds, if the bone breaks, we're worried that it punctured the lung. It was a broken bone, and it got moved, and it punctured the lung. So we say that by behema also. The first sheet holds. We're not choshish by a behemoth that it went ahead and pierced the lung because it has strong ribs. We're not choshish for it. However, this shita is choshish for it. There's a break. It's obviously the bottom part of the leg. We're not choshish for it, but it has to be something near the ribs. Like maybe it broke a rib and whatever. So you see there's dam, pooling blood on the other side of the ribs. You see that it went into the actual body cavity. Even if it broke the top of the leg, it broke near the body cavity. Unless you see dam in the body cavity, like a pool of blood, because there's a cheskas hetter. So the